midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk. Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Tuesday as we close in on the end of 2011. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got a really nice show for you tonight. We've got Mike Wilson. He's the receivers coach for the Browns. Always interesting to have Mike on. He's been with us a couple of times before. Breaks things down thoroughly. Going to give us a nice coach's perspective. This is what I wanted to delve in to him with tonight, is ask him about, you know, we talk about players being, how do they stay motivated when you're playing your last game, and again, there's nothing to play for, only pride on the line, all those cliches that you hear. So what do coaches think about this, and what do they tell the players? And then that's one of the questions I want to get into with Mike, as well as a breakdown of a very interesting season, to say the least, at the receiver position with the shuffling and the injuries and so forth. And it's alumni day. That's what we always do on Tuesdays. And the two players who will be the former Browns players who will be honorary captains for Sunday's finale against the Steelers were former teammates in the mid-70s, and that is Robert E. Jackson, offensive guard, and Cleo Miller, running back. We'll have them on simultaneously by phone to talk, go down memory lane with them, and just chat them up about the way they see things in the NFL today as well. So they'll be with us, and then we always go inside the numbers on Tuesday as well. Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com. We hit you with a daily poll question, and this one ties into the fact that we do have Mike Wilson on the show. We're asking you on the Browns official Facebook page, many of you have already voted on this, do you expect Greg Little to be the number one receiver for the Browns in 2012? Why or why not? Many of you already voting on that. We'll give you the results at the end of the show. We also, of course, answer your questions. You ask questions, and you post those either to the Browns official Twitter page sites or to mine, which is at Vic Carucci, at VicCarucci, or at the Browns official Browns official Facebook page, because it all ties together on the World Wide Web. And I'm going to answer some of these questions. And this one is John in Streetsboro. His handle is at DogPound888. Is not hiring an offensive coordinator the Browns' biggest mistake this year for a rookie head coach with no offseason? This is a fair question. I don't know that it's a mistake, the biggest mistake, or even if we can call it a mistake. But it definitely bears watching, and it's been addressed by team president Mike Holmgren about whether this is something to look at. It will be reviewed in the offseason, whether the need is there. My suspicion is that the need is there, and it's not so much about Pat Shurmur not being able to handle both jobs, but I do think having a different set of eyes and a different perspective and a voice in the offensive scheme, and have someone who's dedicated to doing that, is more helpful to him. I still think you want Pat Shurmur to be the primary perspective on your offense. That's what he was. Those were the credentials that got him a head coaching job. Now work that with an offensive coordinator, and I think it could make him better and make the job function better collectively going forward. I still say it's not a matter of stripping those duties away from Shurmur per se. Even the play calling, I think, could stay with him. But I think it's just having that second set of eyes and voice in the process. Mason Woodrum is these are Twitter handles, of course. For the draft this year, do you think we're going to take another quarterback or a defensive player this time? And, you know, I want to answer this one. I know we've got months to talk draft, and we're going to after the season's over. It'll be very draft intensive, this show and all our content. So, but I want to take a stab at this right now. I think a quarterback is a logical choice with the disclaimer that I really want to see and know what these guys look like as we get closer to that draft period, through the All-Star games, to the combine. I want to see what these ratings are. I want to see what the feel is. And I just don't trust the feel I have yet to declare that. But based on reputation with two first-round picks, it makes sense. I don't see the defensive player, you asked a two-parted question here, being maybe even either of the top two picks. I don't necessarily see that, even though I know the Browns haven't ruled a thing out. But they've concentrated on defense the last 2 years. Don't see that happening this year. Okay, coming up in a couple of minutes, a conversation with the wide receivers coach and a former NFL standout wideout himself, Mike Wilson, here on Cleveland Brown Daily. It's brought to you by, it's driven by Liberty Ford, but also brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more vehicles in stock than ever before, with thousands on sale to choose from, like the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Fusion, or lease the fuel-efficient Ford Focus for just $169 a month. That's right, lease the Focus for only $169 a month. Hurry in now to get the best savings of the year at Liberty Ford. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns training facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600 only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
422 westbound after Harper Road, you've got a spin up. There's an accident 271 northbound after Fairmont Boulevard in the median between the local and express lanes. 271 southbound slow in Richmond to Rockside and then from Route 8 to 77. 40 westbound back in 271 over to Broadway. The Interbelt southbound slow, Dead Man's Curve to 77. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we're thrilled to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Very pleased to have with us now Browns receivers coach Mike Wilson. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here again.
Yeah, and glad to have you back again, and look for many more appearances down the line. But, Coach, I want to start with this. We often talk about players in these sort of the dog days of the season, if you will, where we're nearing the end of the year and there isn't a playoff prize to be had. So you talk about the pride that they're playing for. They talk about playing for the name on the back. This applies to coaches as well. You guys always put in, you know, the long hours, and I see you in this building, you and the other assistants, and of course Coach Shermer, working at this and grinding at this every day. It doesn't change no matter what the stakes are or not.
I think you're driven, and the determination by this coaching staff to make this team successful and want to win is always the ultimate goal. And I see us grinding our way through it. Obviously, first year, this is a tough division. I will say that after going through it this year, have some, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, all the teams in Arizona, the last few teams we played are very good teams. And, as I look at this team, from the first week till now, for me, I see improvements. I see guys getting better. I see guys trying to improve their game. And, you just got to grind it through, and we're trying our darndest to get a victory here. So by no means are we accepting the fact that, we're rebuilding and trying to, get ourselves back to the top. We want to do that, and every week we go out with the intention to win, and we want that victory as much as the team we're playing against.
And if you could get into more detail on that, I know obviously the head coach sets the tone for each week's approach, and with every team it comes from him, but individually you have a position group, in your case receivers. How do you go about keeping them sort of focused with each meeting and each day of practice in the course of these remaining weeks?
I think, as a pro athlete, I'm a retired athlete, played 10 years, on four championship teams. So, I think you have to have a professionalism as a player that you establish, that sometimes even when times are rough, you have to work even harder, dig even deeper in your preparation, in your practice, in planning a game. Because obviously, at the end, we're all being evaluated, including me as a receiver coach. So, you have to know what goes into this. And obviously, I think every athlete in this building and, every kid in the National Football League, we all aspire to win. And that's still the ultimate goal. And that's never lost, even when you're not having to win a season. So I encourage the guys, hey, man, that video that you put out there every week, this is my words to a quote, is your resume, as an athlete. And scouts here, coaches here, teams around the league look at it, and that's really what speaks for you. You can be the most articulate, well-spoken, nice guy, but ultimately it's about your performance on the field. And so the goal is to try to be the best you can be. And, hopefully those guys are trying to strive for that.
Do you feel that sense of engagement in the room and in the practice field? And other outside of the game where it's obvious to everybody, yeah, but the things that you can only really see that nobody, the public doesn't see?
Well, I have Josh Cribbs is probably the veteran. He's the second oldest guy on the team in his seventh or eighth year with us. This is eighth year, correct? That's a veteran who's been there, done it. The rest of my room is young guys. You got Greg Little, you got Mohamed Massaqua, you got Jordan Norwood. And so with those young players, you really have to teach them and establish with them, this is how you prepare yourself for a career in the National Football League.
Seventh year for Cribbs, just to be
seventh year, yeah.
But still, that's, yeah, I see what you're saying. And it's not, so you're not walking in there, and of course at the receiver position, it's not often that when you get double digit veterans, that's an old guy for a receiver. Yeah. But your point is, you don't have a lot of that veteran presence to work with.
So you have to learn to encourage them. My biggest, is to communicate with the quarterback. Stay after practice. We run routes with the quarterbacks. Have dialogue during practice with the quarterback based on what coverage, what front. So in a lot of ways, it's just indoctrinating them in how to be a pro and learning to work together. And I really believe, I've always told athletes, and when I played, it's better to know your stuff and just be able to react and be instinctive as opposed to think. If you're thinking out there because you're not quite sure, from not from not the right preparation, you know, you'll be a step slow. And so, you know, just continue to push that. And we got, you know, I think we, you know, with the shortened training camp, no OTAs, no mini camps, you know, we really jumped in here both feet and started playing with teams in our division that had head coaches there for, established for quite a few years. So, hey, we'll lace them up and you know, button up the chin strap this week and go out and do the best we can to get a victory against Pittsburgh.
Browns receivers coach Mike Wilson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So let's look at this group, and we look at Greg Little, who clearly continues to make some progress. The game that they had against Baltimore, 4 catches, 40 yards. He wasn't maybe as spectacular, if that's the right word, impressive as he played against Arizona, where he was a big difference maker in that game, but still looking to looks more positive in terms of
his
play.
His maturation, his maturity is getting better. You know, I think he had a little lull there where he dropped some balls in Cincinnati a couple of weeks back, and that, you know, in a young player's mind, they're in their second season as a pro athlete. You play college football, you know, the season's anywhere from 10 to 12 games. And usually rookies come in and they hit the wall. I mean, I had Larry Fitzgerald when he came in. I know, you know, I played alongside Jerry Rice when he came in the league as a rookie. And it just naturally happens. But you have to regroup, refocus, and realize that, hey, every down, you got to step up and play your best game. And hopefully he's back on track. Mm-hmm. So he had a great game against Arizona and had a good game this past week. And just want him to continue to develop, still get a better understanding and feeling for the offense. And most importantly, finish and play hard. You know, that's the key at this point in the season. Guys are fatigued. Everybody's got some nagging injury. But you got to learn how to play through it and keep pushing. And ultimately, you know, good things will happen for you.
Speaking of pushing through, that seems to be the story of Mohamed Massaquah's season, that a concussion, you know, a guy who and was coming back, you know, from entering the season or training camp with an injury. So it really was always about maybe rallying from something for him. What would you say his status is as we near the end?
It's been probably a rough year for him in the respect that, you know, he got over the foot injury, going in, did not take a snap in training camp, was prepared and ready to play the first game of the season. And so, I mean, that in itself is not the norm, to get your body ready, your mind ready for the game. And then he had a concussion. And then, you know, missed a couple of games behind that. And now he's had some feet problems that have reoccurred since then. And so he's really, you know, hasn't been able to hit full stride and to really be the player that he wants to be. I mean, I talked to him the other day, and so, you know, he's a little frustrated. But I will say, you know, he's out. He's out there, and he's trying to do the best he can. And I respect that and support that.
Do you... when those limitations are there, and again, it's Coach Shermer's game plan and play calling that are going to have the final say on it, but I'm sure on your advice and input, how do you manage a guy who's dealing with the feet thing now?
You know, for him, it was, you know, fortunately we had, you know, Josh and Jordan Norwood stepped up, and so now you have guys that have to, you know, replace some play time that Mohamed would have had. Greg has played probably 90-95% of the games offensively, and so really, with us being in a 3 and 4 receiver set, we've tried to spread the wealth to those guys. You know, you throw every ball to one guy and they double team you. And so it's been, you know, good for us in the fact that Jordan Norwood has kind of stepped up and, you know, this is his breakout year. Cribbs has probably had, you know, more catches he's had in his career in one season. So he's made plays. So it makes it, you know, it gives you balance and it keeps the defense a little bit at bay so they just can't try to shut down one guy.
And another guy, of course, you mentioned Norwood. He too gets a concussion, so that it takes away from obviously makes things more difficult to get people on the field. But now you turn to your depth. Carlton Mitchell goes out there. You give him some playing time. Obviously, Josh Cribbs has been part of this. But talk about how you have to manage with these other injuries.
I mean, you know, it was unfortunate for Jordan to get injured. I mean, and he's a hardworking. I mean, he is a model, you know, player that when you come to coaching in the meeting room, studying, knows the stuff, can play all the positions. I mean, that was his role, and he eventually worked his way up, and we've created plays and featured him on some plays. And unfortunately, you know, he went in and tried to take on a safety, and that was his responsibility on the block, and you know, sustained a concussion. And, you know, and so now we're at that phase. So, of course, you have to see who's there. And Carlton Mitchell has been up most of the season. He's been playing special teams.
Right.
Got his chance to come in, and, you know, he made two catches and played well, played hard. And, you know, going into the next week, I'm glad he's got that game under his belt. And I think he'll come out and play even better this next week against Pittsburgh.
Now, let's talk about the Steelers. That defense, obviously, guys like Ike Taylor, who are back there, who they usually, I think, assign to the opponent's best receiver week after week. But the matchups overall with that secondary, Troy Polamalu back there, what is the challenge like for this receiver?
Well, you know, when you play Pittsburgh, you know, the challenge is up front. You know, they have multiple fronts. They blitz you. They fire zone you. So you really have to, you know, be able to protect. And on the outside perimeter, you know, it's just up to us to beat man coverage. I mean, they're a zone team, fire zones as opposed to a lot of, and they play cover one, they play some man coverage. So it's just a matter of us and the quarterback being on the same page, executing our passing game. And, you know, it's been, you know, Seneca stepped in and has done a great job considering, you know, he had not played in so many weeks. And I think we'll be even better every week if he's the guy this week. You know, it's just one more week of us working with him. And, you know, we look forward to Colts' return. But, you know, all those are medical issues that, you know, like I said, I'd love for Jordan to be out there. And hopefully he might be back next week, but you never know. You know, we realize that Pittsburgh is, you know, the number one defense in the NFL. And so definitely there are challenges in front of them. But we'll go out and compete with them. And when opportunities come for us to make plays as playmakers down the field, we're going to do it.
You mentioned Seneca, of course, taking over the past 2 weeks. And we'll see who ends up at quarterback this week and if Colt does come back. But either way, is there an adjustment that you have to be mindful of with your receivers catching the rock from a different quarterback?
You know, it's always, you know, the ball's velocity is a little bit different between two guys, but I think in all, we're good. I mean, Colt or Seneca, we have a good familiarity with their style of throwing, and they're familiar with, we've run the routes all season, so there wasn't a major, you know, upheaval in us having to make a major adjustment. I think we're fine. You know, we just have to concentrate on defeating our man one-on-one and getting open and then, of course, catching the ball.
Perfect. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and good luck Sunday.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year's by the time this game comes.
That's right, and same to you. Mike Wilson, Browns receivers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has hundreds of pre-owned vehicles in stock now, less than 10 grand. That's right, $14,000, $13,000, $12,000 vehicles, all priced under 10 grand. Visit LibertyFord.com for pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models. Rates as low as 1.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker's Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Mail-in rebate ends 1-3. Coupon gets with 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have a busy family. No one needs to tell you that time is precious.
Do something this winter to capture time and make it into a very special family memory. Book a midweek ski package for your family at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville and get ready to fill your days with laughter, excitement, and snowy fun. Holiday Valley has 58 trails to explore, slopeside lodging, great restaurants, unique shopping, and plenty of after-skiing fun, even a mountain coaster, heated outdoor pools, and hot tubs. Weekday lodging packages for a family of four start as low as $73 per person, including lift tickets. Holiday Valley and nearby Ellicottville, New York, a place to cherish time with your family. Call 1-800-323-0020 to make your reservation or visit holidayvalley.com.
Winter fun never ends, great skiing, great times, great friends. Winter fun never ends, great skiing, great times, great friends.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, bullhorns, and skate cutting through the ice of Quicken Loans Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey.
Get to the queue on Thursday, December 29th, as the Monsters take on Toronto at 7. First 5,000 fans receive a free Monsters rally towel, courtesy of Menchie's Frozen Yogurt. It's also Thirsty Thursday, presented by RTA. $2 drafts and $5 Monster margaritas all night.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or 80 Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are so happy to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And always a favorite thing to do here on Tuesdays, where we go back in time, where we put our alumni spotlight on two very deserving players, especially, of course, before a home game, because we have honorary co-captains who will fill that role. And this week, the honorary co-captains for the Pittsburgh game Sunday on New Year's Day are former teammates on the Browns. Robert E. Jackson, he was an offensive guard from 1975 to 1985, and the running back that he helped open holes for, Cleo Miller. Also on the team in 75, and his career ran through 82 with the Browns. Gentlemen, I'll welcome you each individually so we don't step all over each other. I'm going to start with Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure being here, an honor being here this weekend as a captain.
Outstanding. And Cleo, glad to have you with us as well, my friend.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. Savers, Robert, for me.
All right. And again, it's so great. I know you two guys are spending some time together this week. It's always a fun week. It's going to be a fun day Sunday. What I like is the common thread of your careers in the humble beginning department. Robert, I want to start with you. A great story where you're in there as a kid, as a rookie, trying to, you know, make your mark, coming out of Duke, and you're in that training camp of Forrest Gregg. And Forrest Gregg, the big, tough, grizzly, former offensive lineman, of course, Pro Bowl guy, Hall of Fame guy, who has that perspective of wanting to gauge the toughness of the men who play that same position. And he lines you up in training camp, and of course, these are, I'm going to let you take it over, but I'll bring up the name of Walter Johnson, the defensive tackle, who had very explicit instructions on what to do with you to just kind of test your toughness, because you came in as this 6'5 kind of gangly player, not looking all that big and thick, and Forrest Gregg just wanted to see what you were made of, didn't he?
Well, that brings back a memory that definitely stands out. Yes, Walter Johnson was one of the finest defensive tackles that I went against, a very strong individual. And Forrest's big thing was in training camp, first time we put pads on, we did nutcracker drill in front of a big crowd at Kent State. And so that's where you line up one-on-one and have a running back carrying the ball behind you, and you just try to move the defensive line. He has nothing to do but stuff you. And And the first snap I took, it was a snap count was two, and on one, Walter, the only time he ever wore pads was for this drill, and on one, Walter teed off and lifted me off the ground, and he jumped off sides, but that really didn't matter. And the next, I got back up and went at him and did a pretty good job. So it did get Forrest's attention, and it was an eye-opener for me, too.
Yeah, I heard he was trying to sledgehammer you with a couple of forearms. I mean, it wasn't...
Oh, that was his one of his best moves, that strong forearm. And it was a good experience.
And Cleo Miller, you come to this team, again, humble beginnings, as a player claimed off of waivers after you were cut by the Kansas City Chiefs midway through the 75 season. And it's interesting, the Browns, you know, picked you up, and I think the first place to start with that, because your career, you would go on, to move in a number 10th place on the career rushing list for this team, a very accomplished player. But, you know, when another team kind of scorns you, cuts you, and then you end up going on with a new one, what's the mindset, Cleo? You had to be all about sort of what, revenge and make them sorry for giving up on you.
You know, at first that was the mindset because Kansas City had given up on me. And as a matter of fact, I picked Cleveland to come because that was the only team playing against Kansas City that year. And I really wanted to show them that they had made a mistake. And so when I came here, it was strictly just, you know, because I had bitterness in my heart because I knew that I should have been playing at Kansas City. And it's the irony of it is there was an ex-Cleveland Brown player that cut me. And I came to Cleveland, which was Paul Wiggins.
Yeah.
But, you know, once I got here and I got involved with the guys and got involved in, especially the following year in 76,
right,
when I got more entrenched in and found out that I was going to be playing the fullback, you know, all the bitterness and the anger went away. It was about being a part of a team that wanted you and showing what you could do.
And these numbers are interesting, Cleo, because, as you say, fullback starting 26 consecutive games from 76 to 77 for the Browns, 613 yards, 4 touchdowns in 76, and then a career best 756 yards, 8th best in the AFC, and then you surpassed a club record in receptions in 77 with 41. You were, you know, we think of fullback today, especially it's that hammer blocking kind of guy, but you were very much a ball carrier.
Well, all my career before I got to the Browns, I was a halfback. And I only switched to the fullback position because they had Greg Pruitt and Larry Poole there, and I wasn't going to beat any of those guys out. But then on the other hand, you had Hugh McGinnis and Billy Pritchett that were there, and those guys couldn't get you 1 yard when you needed and couldn't block.
Right.
And so, then they had Mike Pruitt was coming as a number one draft choice. So I figured that I'd have a better chance at competing against those guys because I think, but when I was in high school, my coach and I already taught me how to block because I was up on the hill on the sled hitting the sled with the offensive lineman when all the other guys were carrying the ball. So I knew I already had the blocks. So it was just a matter of getting into that situation and feeling comfortable again and competing.
Cleo Miller and Robert E. Jackson, of course, the Browns alumni spotlight segment of our show, and they will be the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Robert, how difficult is it to, or maybe that's not the word, but for sake of a better term, to have a head coach who was one of the defining best offensive linemen, you know, in the history of the game, be not only, you know, the guy who is in charge of your fate, but you know, and judging you at that level to play the position of guard for a guy like that, I would imagine has got to be a little different than say if your coach was a former quarterback or receiver or defensive player.
Actually, it was a plus. Forrest understood that the offensive line played so well, and he could offer a lot of great tips. I played quarterback through freshman year in college and was still relatively new to the offensive line and never played guard, never really pulled. And Forrest was very helpful in pulling me aside and teaching things. And he understood the cohesiveness and camaraderie of an offensive line. To really be a great line, you've got to be real close to the guys on each side of you, as well as the fullback part of it. And, you know, you put the egos aside. And Forrest had a special little place in his heart for us. And I think it was a plus. That was for his first year as head coach, and Rod Kumanick came in as the offensive line coach from Southern Cal, so he had never been in the pros. So it was kind of a fresh start for Rod, and Forrest being head coach turned it over to Rod. So really, I think that's probably the only reason there was a lot of change over that year as far as personnel, and that allowed me to get the opportunity, and Forrest took a chance on as far as like Paul Lyman, too, and, you know, I had that height, so that worked to my advantage, too, with Forrest there.
And, Robert, you talk about the camaraderie, the cohesiveness of a line, which is obviously has to be there for success. That's as old as football. But in your case, too, if you could just talk about the pressure that I think you guys put on each other to be there, to be dependable, to answer the bell. You, like so many players, dealt with a lot of injuries, yet it didn't prevent you from making, you know, answering the bell and being out there. We see this today with Tony Pashos and other players that dread to, you know, we saw it on the Alex Mack on the offensive line this year, appendectomy, you know, appendicitis and dealing with that. So just you know, it's the same old story, but give people an inside sense of the accountability that you have for each other on the line.
Well, when you judge an offensive line, you don't judge as one individual, you judge as a whole, because if that quarterback gets hit, it's not one player's fault, it's the entire unit's fault. And I consider Cleo, we always consider Cleo one of us, too. And so when there are blitz pickups or somebody's having a tough time with a particular defensive player, you know, we all help. And it's not a matter of who's getting credit or what, but our job is to keep the quarterback clean. And so it's those other guys around you are all dependent on you being there. And so if you're hurt, have something bothering you, you're going to get out there and play. And the other thing, you know, Cleo came in there to rough route, and I was undrafted, but you didn't want anybody else to get on the field to take to show that they could really play. You didn't want to give anybody else a chance to take your position. So
Right. Between
that and between, you know, your respect of your peers beside you, you know, we wanted to be out there playing no matter what.
And Cleo, and like Robert, the two of you, of course, settling in this Northeast Ohio area, so your players who just embrace this, you're president of the Universal Negro Improvement Association. You also work for Norton Furniture, and you're involved in a lot of things. The Browns alumni, you make appearances. Interesting, and a couple of nephews I should mention that are in the league, Frank Oakham from the Buccaneers, David Johnson from the Steelers. But I want to ask you just, and I'll start with you, and then Robert can answer the same question. Just why the embrace of the area? Does it say something about the fan base that you wanted to stay here?
Well, you know, it says a lot about the fan base being here, but also it got married to a young lady who was from Cleveland that said she wasn't going anywhere. So, you know, with the combination of my wife, and then actually when you get here and you fall in love with the fans, there's no question about it. The Cleveland Browns have some of the greatest fans there is in the world. And, you know, they're the largest backers around the world, even though they talk about other teams like the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Or the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, you know, when the Browns left town and I was one of the co-chairs for it, we had people coming from Australia. Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes from all over the world. So
Sure. Truly
the Browns, why they don't see it, truly the Browns is America's team. And the fans are the best in the world. And they're with you 100%. You may be out in Oakland, California, and you're going to see a great big contingency of Cleveland Browns fans there. So they're the best in the world, and that keeps you being here because they appreciate you, and in return, we will appreciate them.
And Robert, same thing with you, and you're with former teammate Doug Deacon, of course, on the Browns Radio Network. You own and operate Jackson Deacon and Associates, the insurance services company, and you both for businesses and individual folks. So, you know, you've really carved out a good business stake here.
No, it's been great. And when Cleo and I played, it was a little different. We worked in the off season. You were out in the community. You knew your neighbors. You were visible. A little different now. The fanfare is a little more rapid as far as pressure on these players when they do get out. But we were accepted. It wasn't the rock star status per se when we played. So we really got to know the know the people in the community, and they embraced us warmly. And so staying here was a natural. Also, my wife is from Cleveland. We went to college together, but she is from here. But it was a natural. But business, my success is due to the great friends that I made when I played in the community and their support since I retired.
Great stuff from both of you. Congratulations to both of you for being honorary captains. And, of course, you'll be out there front and center on Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Gentlemen, thanks so much, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All right,
there you go.
You.
Robert E. Jackson and Cleo Miller joining us here in our alumni spotlight segment that we have each Tuesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, a look inside the numbers. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more vehicles in stock than ever before, with thousands on sale to choose from, like the best-selling 28-mile-per-gallon Escape, or lease the fuel-efficient Ford Edge for just $219 a month. That's right, lease the Edge for only $219 a month. Hurry in now to get the best savings of the year at Liberty Ford. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
The holidays aren't over yet, but you're so over them. Keep the holiday cheer going at Dave & Buster's with our Eat & Play combo starting at just $15.99. So bring your family, friends, and uninvited house guests to the latest and greatest games like Fruit Ninja, House of the Dead 4, and Big Bass Wheel. Then keep the holidays going and check out our epic late night deals, because it's time to go from grinching to grinning and end the year right. Only at Dave & Buster's. Offer available all day Sunday to Thursday. Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Prices may vary by location. Limited menu. See store for details.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the run around.
You'll find everything you need.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium. And when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Fans, learn how you can win sweet tickets and Browns merchandise in the Cleveland Browns Second Chance Drawing. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery for more information. And this Inside the Numbers segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, Tuesday is always Inside the Numbers Day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us to break down the numbers is our own Matt Plerjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing great. And so let's talk about this game Sunday against the Steelers from the standpoint of a lot of impressive work still about this Steelers defense that shows up here as the number one defense in the league. But more than that, Matt, when you really break it down, so many other numbers that reflect why they're number one and why they're still very much a team in contention.
When you look at it, they're fifth against the rush,
allowing just over 100 yards per game. Against the pass, they're number one, 172 yards per game. This defense knows how to stop the run, plug gaps, and also pressure the quarterback. And really pressuring the quarterbacks led by their linebackers.
Yep.
And Lawrence Timmons has 86 total tackles, 11 quarterback pressures. James Harrison and Lamar Woodley are co-leaders with 9 sacks each. Harrison's registered 9 for 54 lost yards. Woodley, 9 for 68.5. When you look at those two guys, both of them are on the verge of becoming the first Steeler ever to record 10 sacks in 4 consecutive seasons. Yes. Both players are just one away. And keep in mind, both of them have missed time due to injury. Harrison missed a month due to an orbital bone injury, and Woodley's been sidelined for a while now with his injury.
And Harrison also was suspended, of course, for the hit on Colt McCoy. So
you're looking at 5 games out of 16, and he still has 9 sacks. That's quite impressive. This guy is a heck of a linebacker.
So in large part, these defensive numbers explain why the Steelers are able to weather the fact that their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, has the high ankle sprain. They had Charlie Batch in there last week and really didn't miss a beat as a team, even though Batch wasn't spectacular, but Batch was good enough to hand the ball off, but the defense continued to play well, and that was the St. Louis Rams that they played, and the Rams have, we know they have a lot of issues, but the thing I look at with this defense is that they've allowed 3 100-yard rushers this year. Would this be the week that maybe the Browns can run well against them?
You would think it would be the time, because Peyton Hillis is starting to really pick up his game. Over the last couple of weeks, he's really started to regain some of the form that he had in 2010. He had 99 yards and 1 touchdown at Arizona 2 weeks ago, and then he, for the second time in his career, eclipsed the 100-yard mark with 112 yards against the Baltimore Ravens. Hillis is the only Browns back to eclipse 100 yards against the Ravens. He's done it twice now, 144 and a touchdown last September, and then last week he gained 112. So if there's a time where the Browns are going to rush for over 100 yards against the Steelers defense, this might be it.
Now we flip it to the offensive side of the ball, and Mike Wallace is still the lone difference-making force, or the biggest difference-making force. I know they have another game-breaker in Antonio Brown, but really things do revolve around Mike Wallace. But I guess it also, Matt, depends on who's at quarterback, because if it's Ben Roethlisberger, and we'll see, he's the one who's going to find Wallace more times than not on the bigger plays. The replacement in the St. Louis game, Charlie Batch connected with him for a big throw, but generally speaking, you don't have those big plays with as many big plays with Batch at quarterback instead of Roethlisberger.
Well, what you have is Roethlisberger, who's used to making plays outside of the pocket, extending plays with his feet, and taking chances. That's one thing Ben Roethlisberger does extremely well. He will put it out there, and he will take a chance on a deep ball because he knows he has the athletes that can go get it. Batch, still trying to find his rhythm as a quarterback, he's not going to be as confident in those throws to step up in the pocket and throw the ball 40 yards down the field. If it is a big game for the Steelers when Batch is at quarterback, it's probably going to be a slant route or a slant and go where they try to get a mismatch on the defender where Wallace catches the ball in space, maybe with a step on a defender, and then takes it an extra 25 yards after the catch. That's what you're looking at. You're talking about a big difference in playmaking. You're talking about a guy who can sling it 50 yards with all the confidence in the world versus a guy who's going to need to put the ball in his playmaker's hands and let them carry the load.
And when we talk about the Steeler running game, because, again, they leaned on that very hard against St. Louis with Batch at quarterback, Rashard Mendenhall, whom the Browns held in check pretty well in that previous game, I think it was 76 yards in that Thursday night game at Pittsburgh. Yeah, he had a big day against the worst-ranked run defense in the league against St. Louis, but once again, you think that perhaps, as well as the Browns have been playing the run, that Pittsburgh game, the Arizona game, and then, of course, Baltimore last week against Ray Rice, a solid job, that perhaps they could do a solid job against Mendenhall again.
Again, yeah, that's the key, though. They have to find a way to get in the gaps, and they did a great job against Ray Rice. They did an outstanding job to limit his big explosive plays, and that's what you have to watch out for with a guy like Mendenhall, too. He can get to that second and third level. He's tough enough to make it through your front seven, and he's quick enough to make it through your secondary as well. So you have to make sure you bottle up the gaps and keep the holes closed or keep them tight so you can get 2 and 3 hats on the football and make sure you bring them down. Mendenhall is not an easy guy to bring down. He's not an easy guy to catch from behind. You have to do a good job to make sure that you don't have to chase him down.
And the numbers on him, impressive, 890 yards, 9 touchdowns on 220 carries. I like the stat you have since he's played the Browns.
Yeah, since he's played the Browns, his actual yards per carry average has gone up. It was a shade under 4 yards a carry, and now it's above 4 yards a carry. So you're looking at a guy who's gotten better as the season's gone on, which isn't typically easy for a running back to do, especially one who's carried 220 times. You know he's going to take a lot of hits. He's going to pick up a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. But Mendenhall's shown he's a pretty tough back, too. He's durable, and he's increased his numbers as the season has gone on, which is one thing you'd love to see.
Now, let's walk through the general numbers overall of this Steeler team, because they're impressive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're looking at a team that is 333, 208, and 1 all-time against the AFC, and they're looking for win number 24 in their history at Cleveland. They're on a three-game winning streak against the Browns and are 16-1 against Cleveland in their last 17 meetings. So when you look at it, the numbers aren't all that pretty, but that's why you still line up and play the game on Sunday, and the Browns are definitely looking forward to getting their second shot at the Steelers.
Yeah, I think it's incentive. I think that's what those numbers say to the Browns, is that you have all the more reason to want to play this as tough as you can on New Year's Day. Matt, great stuff. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Thank you very much, Vic.
All right, that is Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Your year-end savings have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more vehicles in stock than ever before, with thousands on sale to choose from, like the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Fusion, or lease the fuel-efficient Ford Focus for just $169 a month. That's right, lease the Focus for only $169 a month. Hurry in now to get the best savings of the year at Liberty Ford. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stand, merchandise stand, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, I'm Jason Dominguez, Assistant Director of the Ohio Department of Veterans Services. Ohio has a long tradition of saying thanks to those who served during a time of war. If you served during the Persian Gulf War or the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, you may be eligible for the Ohio Veterans Bonus. As a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq, the Ohio Veterans Bonus made a difference to me. The Ohio Veterans Bonus can make a difference for you too. Call 1-877-OHIO-VET or go to dvs.ohio.gov to find out more.
Over 600 brand new RVs on display. Top area RV dealers competing head-to-head for your business. The lowest prices of the year, and all in one location. It's the Ohio RV Super Show, January 4th through the 8th at the IX Center in Cleveland. Brand new tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, even luxury diesel pushers and more. All at low show prices. Folks, it's the absolute best time in years to buy your dream RV. See Logan Wells and Jerry Colosimo's Variety Music Show, Brian Browdy and his Green RV, and come meet everyone's favorite Smarter Than the Average Bear, Boomerang Network's Yogi Bear and his pal Lulu on Saturday and Sunday. Come to the Ohio RV Super Show, January 4th through the 8th at the IX Center in Cleveland. Folks, it's the largest indoor RV show in the country. Check our website at ohioRVshow.com for full details. Plus, get weekday discount coupons at your local participating RV dealers or on the web at ohioRVshow.com. The Ohio RV Super Show. It's the one you definitely don't want to miss.
Hi gang, Riz here, and Ed and Enzo, the masters of disaster, are on call 24 hours a day to handle any emergency situation you could throw at them. Fire, smoke damage, wet basement, mold, bed bugs, animal waste, hoarding, you name it. The masters of disaster have a solution. They'll clean anything, and don't wait until disaster strikes. Ed and Enzo will advise you on preventative care for your home or business. Call them now, 216-MOD-1111. That's 216-663-1111, the masters of disaster.
There.
you.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift. Place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets and receive your choice of a Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. Time to deliver the results of our poll question, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Our daily poll question posted on the Browns official Facebook page: do you expect Greg Little to be the number one receiver in 2012? Why or why not? Many of you voted. 69% of you said no, but here's a positive comment. Brian, passing on Julio Jones is the best thing we did in the draft. I'll take Little over Jones any day. And on Tuesday, we always check out what's going on with the Browns in the community, and helping us to do that is the Browns Director of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey. Renee, earlier today, Usama Young, who always seems to be involved in these Tuesday ventures, was part of the Children's Hunger Alliance program, a statewide nonprofit agency that works toward the long-term solutions to fight childhood hunger.
Yes, so Usama wanted to do something during the holidays, and he was very interested in working with kids that were in need. And we knew about the program through Children's Hunger Alliance, which is an organization that's been around for a while, but just starting to move up to the Cleveland area and getting their, you know, their roots out into the community. And they started a winter holiday meal program. So obviously, many of the kids have free breakfast, lunch, after-school snacks during the school year, even in the summer, but that winter holiday break, a lot of kids go without. And so they started a program. They're really trying to attract the community and make sure that the kids are getting food during this two-week period. And so the food has already been sponsored through the Jewish Federation, but Usama wanted to come on board and do a little bit extra. He knows, obviously, if the kids are in need of food, they're also in need of many winter necessities. And so he kindly donated, he was so generous, and donated 100 coats and gloves and hats to make sure that all of these kids didn't go without during the winter months.
Jordan Cameron, the rookie tight end for the Browns, makes a visit to Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital.
We went out today as well and wanted to just visit with about 20, 25 of the kids that are in the hospital right now. Obviously, it's a very challenging, tough time to be in the hospital. And just wanted to spread some holiday cheer and make sure that he knew we were thinking of him and give him some goodies as well from the Cleveland Browns.
And we want to congratulate Josh Cribbs, the 2011 Browns Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
Yes, he is our nominee. Obviously, he'll be up against 31 other nominees from the other NFL teams. But, you know, Josh's body of work in the community speaks for itself. I mean, he's been amazing in many different capacities. He hosts his own events. He's very involved in the Browns outreach efforts. He also gets involved in the social media aspect and can help raise awareness for certain causes, such as Hurricane Katrina. He tweeted and was able to donate $17,000 through his efforts that way. So, and with his Shop with a Jock program, he's always willing to help out Make-A-Wish kids who contact us. You know, even being a spokesman for Ohio Department of Health, as he has asthma and has certain challenges, he's been a spokesperson, advocate for teaching and raising awareness.
And Renee, tell us about the player ticket programs.
So one of the many ways in which players can give back to the community is through what we call our player ticket programs. And so many of our players have purchased season tickets for different organizations they're involved with. So whether they're youth groups, military groups, and basically treat them all to a special day. So invites them out. They each get t-shirts or sweatshirts that are customized for their program, food vouchers, really just a cost-free day to come out and join them and supporting them during the season, and a great way for them to give back. You know, a lot of the guys are involved: Sheldon Brown, Phil Dawson, DeQuell Jackson, Joe Thompson, so many others.
So proud of this team's efforts. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beck.
Okay, and we go to social media, of course, as we do for questions each day that you send us to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. From Twitter, Tom at CleveFan830, has Peyton Hillis done enough for the Browns to think about keeping him? I think it's got to be a thought, but I think the price has to be right, Tom. This was a negotiation that went bad earlier in the year. And had that been accepted, I don't know that we'd be having, I don't know what conversation we'd be having, but I think we'd have a different one with Hillis tied up. The fact that he's still, you know, that it's still an open-ended thing, and the baggage, the history of just from this season, and a limited, really, body of work to judge him on, I think, you know, could compound that. But his effort is getting the attention of 32 teams, including the Browns, from a contractual standpoint,
after this season. Devin from Facebook, why does it seem that if our starters are out, and this could be any starter, the team just doesn't have cohesion? Well, I mean, I think that's true, Devin, with a lot of teams, that starters missing from the lineup, and I'm not, this isn't a blanket excuse, but it's true in many cases. You lose cohesion because they're the ones that are practicing together, playing together most of the time. You're trying to build cohesion by keeping starters together and hoping they're healthy. We talked earlier in the show with Robert E. Jackson about the offensive line. Cohesion on the offensive line usually comes from a group that stays healthy, that plays together. So you take starters out, and that's, I think, when things go bad and go wrong. What is going on with third downs, Jeremy wants to know. Why can't we play on third down? Well, Jeremy, I think it's a reflection of a team that still needs to get better in a lot of places, talent-wise. I think that's going to be the whole thrust of this draft, of this free agency period. And I think when you don't have players that play at the highest level, one of the things they don't do well, among other things, scoring and not producing on third downs, and that goes hand in hand. When you don't see a team that scores a lot of touchdowns like this team doesn't, you have a team that is struggling on those money downs, and that is third down, and that it's everywhere. It's better. You need better quarterbacking. You need better receivers. You need better line. You need better play. And again, I think improvements at those positions could help lead to that. We want to thank Mike Wilson, Robert E. Jackson, Cleo Miller, Matt Florjancic, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale. We'll catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.